We have been talking about controlling certain things in our lives. Well, last week we started by talking about controlling our anxiety. And I thought some of those thoughts that were shared were beneficial, and hopefully we will take some of those thoughts and add them to our lives. But tonight I want us to talk about controlling our anger. This is a sentiment that is very strong. As a matter of fact, the strongest sentiment known to man is love, properly understood. The Bible teaches us on many occasions, just a few, Ephesians 4, let not the sun go down on your anger. Sometimes I think about that, and I think about how long have certain individuals been angry, and has the sun actually gone down yet? Think about that. Friends, we have to control our anger, which requires great discipline. It requires us talking to ourselves from a principal perspective. I think about the prodigal son and how he was in the pig's mire. He talked himself into going back home. I think about how anger sometimes can control us to the point that we lose all of our thought processes. In Genesis chapter 4, we see something very interesting that, well, mankind, in the case of Cain, God talked to him personally and it didn't help him none. He told him in Genesis chapter 4 and verse number 5, he says, and Cain was very angry and his countenance fell. Verse number 6, so the Lord said to Cain, why are you angry? So God saw his anger. And why has your countenance fallen? If you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin lies at the door. Notice what's connected together, anger and sin. Now we know that being angry doesn't mean that one is in sin, but a person get to a point where his anger can lead him or her to sin. And its desire is for you that it shall rule, but you shall rule over it. Which means that we can rule over this sentiment. We can rule over anger. And if we're not careful, it will rule over us. But I want us to turn to Genesis chapter 34. Because this is something, friends, that we have to teach not only ourselves, but we have to teach our little ones. Why? Because they have to be taught it. This is something that, if not controlled, it will control us. I really wish I had time for us to read all of Genesis chapter 34, all 31 verses, but I can't. It deals with a woman by the name of Dinah. And you remember what took place with Dinah. There was a man that saw her, and he took her, and he laid with her. He defiled her. Well, Jacob, when he heard of it, he was disturbed, but he held his peace in verse number 5 and 6. But the sons of Jacob, in verse number 7, when they heard of it, they were grieved and very angry, verse 7. They were so angry about what took place that they came up with this plan of deceitful plotting. And the next thing you know, you drop down to verse number 25, and the Bible teaches us that Simeon and Levi, Dinah's brothers, each took a sword and came boldly upon the city and killed all the males. Notice what their anger did. Now, if we're not careful, what we'll say is, well, they deserve this. Well, think about, what did they do? They killed Hamor, Shechem, his sons, with the edge of the sword, and took Dinah from Shechem's house. Then the sons of Jacob came upon his slain and plundered the city, so forth and so on. Drop down to verse 30. Then Jacob said to Simeon and Levi, notice, this is his father, their father. You have troubled me by making me obnoxious among the inhabitants of the land. Friends, they did something terrible because they got angry. And sometimes, if we're not careful from a Christian perspective, we will have time to think about it after the fact. But if we can just control ourselves, control our anger, And friends, it takes more strength to control your anger than it does to let loose. We have to control our anger. If you look at Genesis chapter 50, their anger cost them. Their anger cost them greatly. In Genesis chapter 49 and verse number 5. In Genesis chapter 49 and verse number 5, Simeon and Levi are brothers. Instruments of cruelty are their dwelling place. Notice what their father, their own father, Brother Brian, called them instruments of cruelty. Why? That a part of verse 6, for in their anger they slew a man, and in their self-will they hamstrung an ox. Cursed be their anger, for it is fierce, and their wrath, for it is cruel. I just want to make a point. Friends, we have to control our anger. We have to control it with ourselves, with our spouses, our co-workers, with our children. We have to teach our children to control your anger. Because if not, our anger will control us. We think about self-control. It is definitely fruit of the Spirit. And friends, God has given us His Word that we can control our anger. But we have to allow the Word of God to saturate and cultivate our hearts. And we got to give in to it. One of the hardest things to do is to teach yourself not to grow angry. It's difficult. It's hard. But it can be accomplished. I know how it is to go off on people. But over a period of time, you could teach yourself not to go off on people by just telling yourself, I will not allow this individual to control me. I will allow God to control me. If you're not a child of God, we want you to be controlled by God. How? By surrendering your will to His. Luke 9:23. By believing that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Be willing to be baptized in water for the remission of your sins. And then you'll be on your way to controlling yourself. You would rather control yourself than to have someone else control you. Maybe you're a child of God and you haven't controlled your anger. Maybe you've been going off. Maybe you've been justifying it. Don't do that. What we have to do is control ourselves and control our anger and allow God to get glory as we stand and as we sing to save us everlasting.